What's up, Dream Team? Jake Cotter here, your nightly guide to unlocking the secrets of a truly restful sleep. You know that feeling when you wake up groggy, like you got run over by a truck, but only manage a few minutes of shut-eye? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? That restless night might not just be about stress or an overactive mind. It could be your diet whispering some sleepy secrets in your ear. Tonight, we're diving deep into the fascinating world of food and sleep. Ever noticed how a big bowl of pasta makes you feel like a sloth hours later? Or how that late-night pizza slice seems to sabotage your dreams? It's not just coincidence, folks. There's a real science behind this connection, and understanding it can be your golden ticket to more peaceful night. First up, let's talk about the power of tryptophan. This little amino acid is a sleep superhero, found in protein-rich foods like turkey, chicken, and even nuts. Tryptophan helps your body produce serotonin and melatonin, those magical hormones that lull you into dreamland. So next time you're craving comfort food, remember, lean towards this protein powerhouses for a sleep boost. But hold on, before you go guzzling down gallons of turkey broth, there's more to the story. Sugar rush followed by a crash is a recipe for restless nights. That sugary treat might give you an initial energy spike, but it'll leave you crashing hard later on, disrupting your sleep cycle like a rock concert in your brain. Speaking of crashes, caffeine is another culprit to watch out for. We all love that morning cup of joe, but chugging coffee late in the day can be like pouring gasoline on your already running sleep engine. It can take hours to wear off, keeping your body buzzing when it needs to wind down. Aim to ditch the coffee after lunchtime and explore calming alternatives like chamomile tea or a warm glass of milk. They're like cozy blankets for your brain. Now, let's talk about hydration. Staying properly hydrated throughout the day is crucial for good sleep. Dehydration can actually mess with your hormones and make it harder to fall asleep. So, keep that water bottle handy, and remember, even a little bit of dehydration can throw off your sleep game. Finally, let's touch on timing. Ever notice how eating a huge meal right before bed feels like sleeping with a bowling ball in your stomach? That's because digestion takes energy, and when you're trying to wind down, your body wants to conserve that energy for rest. Aim to finish dinner a couple of hours before bedtime to give your system time to digest and prepare for sleep. Picture this. You're winding down after a long day. You've hit the gym, caught up with friends, and tackled that to-do list like a boss. But as you settle into bed, you feel the familiar rumble in your stomach, not hunger, but indigestion. That big pasta dinner, the late-night pizza slice, or maybe even that double espresso you had at 4 p.m, they're all conspiring against your sleep. It's like your body is saying, hey, I'm still working here, can we please focus on digesting this feast before I try to shut down? You toss and turn, counting sheep who seem determined to escape their pen, and finally, you drift off into a fitful slumber. This isn't just an isolated incident, it happens all the time. But the good news is, by understanding this connection between diet and sleep, we can rewrite our nighttime narrative. It's about making mindful choices throughout the day, opting for those protein-rich powerhouses, saying no to late-night sugar spikes, and respecting your body's need to digest before bedtime. So there you have it. The key takeaways to unlock a world of peaceful slumber. Remember, it's not just about what you eat, but also when you eat it, how much you eat, and what your body needs to thrive. By taking control of your dietary choices, you can take control of your sleep and wake up feeling refreshed, energized, and ready to conquer the day. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest struggles with diet and sleep? Share your stories, tips, or any burning questions in the comments below. And remember, tomorrow night, we'll be diving into another fascinating aspect of nighttime rituals for better sleep. Until then, sweet dreams.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.